I know I spoke to you before about I run a creative writing group for young people, and we discussed in last week's group about the internet and where is it and what would happen if it failed. And they all came up with fantastic stories, and one of them was about how the library became the symbol of education, the only place you could get information, because once the internet's gone, what have we got? Where do we go? And it's interesting how important you say libraries are, and for people without the internet.
Well, of course, in the 1950s and 1960s, libraries were the internet.
Yeah.
To all practical intents and purposes. I mean, the internet theoretically should be dispersing knowledge equally around the world. And I suppose that in the early days of the internet, people might have said, oh, well, one day we will not need libraries because everybody will have access to this wonderful pool of unpolluted information. But that's rather not how it's turned out.
No.
Most people do not use the internet for acquiring knowledge or for seeking out new reading experiences.
No.
They use it for other purposes entirely, which is, of course, they are at liberty to do that, but it in no way presents the same kind of centralised resource of texts and knowledge and information that libraries represented. And they were a physical building. You could actually point to a library where you cannot point to the internet. I remember my friend, the comedian Stuart Lee, talking about... first he was talking about shops that he could remember from his childhood, like the old Woolworths. Do you remember the old Woolworths? And then he was talking about Zavvy. Do you remember the old Zavvy, where we used to go and we used to get all of our compact discs, didn't we, and all of our DVDs at the old Zavvy? And finally he was saying, do you remember photographs of people? Do you remember like records and discs? And do you remember the material world? Which is a good point.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that... obviously, a lot of culture is moving into a kind of virtual space, which is completely untested. I'm not saying that that is necessarily a bad thing, but we do live in a material world, and those of us who aren't fortunate enough or are unwilling, like myself, to be connected up to the internet, are disenfranchised from that world, which is not so much of a problem for me, but for... I can see a huge gulf opening up between the haves and the have-nots, but not in financial terms so much as in information terms. Mm. There are, despite the ubiquity of the internet, there are still millions of people across the surface of the planet who do not have access and probably never will have access to one of these devices and probably couldn't use it usefully, even if they did. I think that in conditions like those, yeah, libraries become much more important.
Mm.
And that's quite an interesting future scenario, you know, a bit of a Mad Max landscape with sort of mutants kind of battling to death over the last library book.
Yes.
That's a great...
I think we're the one business that would enjoy the collapse of the internet. A revival.
I'd probably be with you at the celebration party.
Yeah. I think we're all right for a minute.
Okay.
Because the other thing is there seems to be quite an anti-internet and retro group of people that, you know, are trying to get real social interactions rather than virtual ones and you know, reading real books and playing real records. And
there is a sort of I've heard that there is a movement to logging off and getting back to old-fashioned reality rather than to virtual reality. The future, I think... is going, obviously, computers and the internet are going to play a huge